हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमात्मने वरब्रह्मणे। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्वषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। We will see the next mantra, third mantra. When you understand the meaning of the mantra, natatra suryaha bhati, natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam, nema vidyuto bhanti kutoyam agnihi, tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam, tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. That meaning, the meaning of that mantra, we are going to see in this mantra also. Even though the vision of all the Upanishads is the same, subject matter is the same, words are different, mantras are different, but the vision to be attained is the same. So Vibhati, everything shines differently. Vividam bhati, vibhati. That is why Bhagavan is said to be Vibhu. Lakshmi is called Vibha. She who alone is in the form of everything. Vibha, Bhagavan is Vibhu. The verb is Vibhati. There's nothing which shines is not Bhagavan here. Everything is Bhagavan. It means everything is the manifestation of knowledge, everything is the truth. And that truth which alone is shining as everything, the only truth which alone shining as everything, is always shining as the very truth of I, as one's own self. As the very I, a surup of I, the same truth is shining. It is because the truth obtaining in the mind itself enjoys the status of being existent. First of all, mind has the status of being existent because of the blessing of reality obtained in the form of pure awareness. Very existence of the mind, the existence of sense powers, is because of the blessing of consciousness. How does consciousness bless? By its mere presence. Presence itself is a blessing. Astitvameva anugraha. Existence is blessing. So, not only the mind enjoys the sense of being existent, mind, the inert material mind becomes conscious mind, sentient mind, functional mind. The mind has the capacity to know because of this blessing, because the manifestation of this knowledge. Mind serves as a manifesting medium, thereby mind having the manifestation of consciousness, chid abhasa, mind has the capacity to know. There's a buddhi which is functional. And because of the association with such conscious sentient mind, the sense powers also become conscious and sentient, functional. That is how they enjoy the status of being the illuminated of the external world of objects. Every sense power is a deepa. Every sense power is a light which illumines, which brings to light its own respective object. That's how the entire world obtaining in five different forms as five different objects shine Thereby, they become known, they become experienced. Thereby, the objective world also, external world also has the status of being existent. Therefore, it is this reality which alone is the all-pervasive, only abstract reality, obtaining as the one's own self, the content of I alone, through the mind, through the sense organs, brings the external world of objects to light, thereby lends existence to the world. The absolute evidence for the existence of the world is yourself. The world exists because world is experienced, because sense powers shine, sense powers function because the mind functions because there's manifestation of knowledge. This manifestation of knowledge because it's always pure knowledge, the source of manifestation, and which is implied with the Tamatma or Brahma. We are going to see this vision again. Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the following mantra: Atmanaha Swarupa Adhigame. Atmanaha Swarupa Adhigame Lingam Uchyate. So linga itself means, even Shivalinga is called linga because we are going to see the third mantra. Yes. Linga, Shivalingam is called linga because everything resolves into Shivalinga, okay, which is a symbol, pratika. Nir avayava murtihi, a limbless form, a symbol of Ishvara as the one in whom the entire world of objects, the entirety of the cosmos remains resolved. The universe cannot go anywhere. Whenever the universe is not available for experience, the universe doesn't go anywhere. The universe remains resolved in the truth. So that Ishvara, as the truth in which the whole Jagat remains resolved, looked upon as Antaryam Ishvara, and Shivalinga becomes a symbol of that Antaryam Ishvara, in whom all the forms, names, and functions, everything remains unmanifested and undifferentiated as one. That's why Shivalingam has no limbs, which you know very well. It's a pratika. It's not a pratima. Pratima is a form with limbs, pratika is a form without limbs. Now, here, so linga is a, that's one meaning is linga, Shivalingaha. But a lingam also means a clue, that which serves as a clue to arrive at something. And here, linga, a clue is presented, a clue is given here. Lingam uchyate. For what? Swarupa adhigamaya. Swarupa adhigamaya. Atmanaha swarupa adhigame lingam uchyate. So here a clue is given for understanding the very nature of the self. Swarupa adhigame lingam uchyate. A clue is presented here. Adhigamaha adhigame is a locative case. A clue is said in understanding the swarupa of this atma. Atmanaha swarupa adhigame lingam uchyate. Swarupa adhigamaya lingam uchyate. A clue is given for the understanding of the essential nature of the self. This is self, the self of the whole Jagat, is the self of every being, self of every individual. Therefore, the same reality, all-pervasive reality, abstract reality, absolutely real truth alone, is there as the essential nature of every individual, being available for recognition always as the very content of I. Let us see the mantra here. Urdham pranamunnayatya panam pratyagasyati. Urdham pranamunnayatya panam pratyagasyati. Madhye vamanamasinam vishve deva upasate. Urdham pranamunnayatya panam pratyagasyati. Madhye vamanamasinam vishve deva upasate. Urdham pranam unnayati. Apanam pratyagasyati. Madhye vamanam asinam vishve deva upasate. So, pranam unnayati. Here the unnayati is a verb. Ut is a prefix. Ni is the root. Nayati is a verb. Ut plus nayati, unnayati. Unnayati means lifts up. Nayati, anayati, apanayati. Here unnayati. Unnayati lifts up. That's why in conversational language, they call lift as unnayani. Lift is called unnayani and unnayati lifts up. Lifts up. So, pranam unnayati. Lifts up the prana. Where urdhvam. Urdhvam. Apanam pratyak asyati. Apanam pratyak asyati. Asyati literally means throws. Asyati means throws. Literally. You can also say pushes down. Sends. Apanam. Sends pratyak downwards. Sends what? Apanam. Here pranaha and apanaha. Two words are taken which stand for all the pranas, all the functions. The function of mentation, the mind, the emotions come and go. The intellect knows, understands. The memory is possible. The functions, all four functions of the antahkaranam are possible. As manaha, buddhi, chittam, ahankaraha. Even the knowledge of self-existence is possible. Therefore, antahkarana, the function of mentation is possible because of the blessing of the Atma. So also, all these five sense powers become functional. Eyes see, ears hear, nose smells, tongue tastes. Skin feels the touch. This perception, function of perception of sense on the part of sense powers is possible. Each subtle sense power serves as the instrument of perception, instrument of knowledge that possible because of the blessing of the Atma. All powers of organs of actions, Vagindriyam, the organ of speech, power in the hands, power in the legs, organ of excretory organs, reproductive organs, all the powers, inner powers become conscious, sentient, become functional because of the blessing of Atma. And constantly, continuously, physiological functions happen within the physical system, governing five systems. Pranaha, apanaha, vyanaha, samanaha, udanaha, all five functions are happening constantly because of the blessing of the Atma. As long as the conscious mind is present in the physical body alone, the functions, the physiological functions can happen. All the functions are possible because of the presence of the conscious, sentient, functional mind within the physical body. As long as Parabdha Karma is strong, conscious mind remains within the physical body, and the conscious mind consciously functions because of the blessing of the Atma. So this fact, but for whose presence of which no function is possible, no life is possible, that reality is implied with Jamatma. To say that, here only two functions are mentioned. We mentioned two names, Pranaha, Apanaha. Literally, when we understand Pancha Pranas, their Pranaha stands for the function of respiration involving inhalation and exhalation. The very word prana, one word itself, stands for the function of respiration involving two functions of inhalation and exhalation. And there, the word apanaha stands for the vayu which governs the excretory system. But here, the word prana, instead of meaning both the functions, the word prana and apana, both these words are taken for the function of respiration involving inhalation, exhalation. So pranaha, pragamanavan vayuhu pranaha, adogamanavan vayuhu apanaha. So adogamanavan vayuhu apanaha, pragamanavan vayuhu pranaha. So the word prana stands for exhalation in this mantra. Apana stands for inhalation, which means constantly the function of respiration is happening. Inhalation happens, exhalation happens continuously, non-stop. Inhalation, exhalation is happening constantly. The function of respiration is happening. Lungs are expanding and contracting continuously, constantly, non-stop. Which is the proof for the person being alive. Even when the mind leaves the physical body, even after the departure of the mind, even when the person becomes, the person loses consciousness, the person is no more conscious, after the departure of the mind, the person is already gone. Even when the person is no more conscious, still we keep the body for some time, because it takes some time for the momentum to stop. Because prana will be there for some more time. Then the prana also slowly stops. The prana stops, then it's concluded the person has departed. That's why only the prana here, this only two pranas are taken here, which stand for upalakshana for all the functions. So pragamanavan vayuhu pranaha, the vayu which goes up, which gets exhaled, is prana, and the prana which gets inhaled is apana in this mantra. Adhogamanavan vayuhu apanaha. Now, how does this function happen? It cannot happen by itself. The function, happening of the function, is the proof for the life being there. So life is possible because of the function. Function is the proof. And a function presupposes the order. Order is there. Without the order being involved, no function can happen. And the order presupposes what? The knowledge. Without being instructed by others, without being told by others, the prana constantly is happening. Means there is, that's why it's called a voluntary function. This knowledge, how this function should happen, already this innate knowledge. That knowledge we do not see through physical eyes. That knowledge is we understand the knowledge being manifest there. That knowledge, because of the manifestation of which alone, the order is possible. Because of the order function is possible, the function becomes the evidence for the life. And that knowledge is, Pujya Swami used to say, Ishvara. Not only here in this one particular function of respiration, in every function, the function of circulation of the blood, the function of excretion, the function of kidneys, function of lungs, function of heart, function of liver, all the functions, all the organs function. Therefore, the person is alive and healthy, and the functions are possible because there's also an order, and order is backed by knowledge. The knowledge which is not seen through physical eyes, but the knowledge being manifest can be understood. The knowledge is manifestation of knowledge is Ishvara. And the source of manifestation alone is implied by the term Atma or Brahma. Therefore, it is said here, Pranaha pranam urdham unnayati, apanam pratyak asyati. Who is this who takes the prana upwards? Who is it who contributes for the exhalation of the carbon dioxide? Who is it who contributes for the inhalation of oxygen? Kaha pranam urdham unnayati, kaha apanam pratyak asyati. Who makes the carbon dioxide leave the system? Who makes the oxygen goes inside into the system, lungs? That is Atma. So it is said, pranam urdham unnayati, apanam pratyak asyati. See, Atma does not do the act of taking the prana upwards. Atma does not do the act of taking the prana downwards. Atma is present. Presence of Atma is blessing. Sannidhi matrena sarvam prakashayati sarvam karayati. By his mere presence, like a king does not need to instruct. King sees everything, all the work happens. Here, presence of Atma itself contributes for all the functions. And that truth, because of the blessing of which all functions are possible, that truth is implied with Atma. Therefore, Atma pranam urdham unnayati. Atma is implied here. Atma apanam pratyak asyati. Atma alone takes the prana upwards. Atma alone takes the prana downwards. And then here, and that where is that Atma? Because of whose presence, whose blessing, all functions happen. Life is still possible. That Atma alone is seated. Asinaha asti. Where? Madhye asinaha. Is there in the middle? In the middle. Madhye asinaha asti. Madhye means what? For us, heart is in the middle. And within this physical heart, the Golokam, there is Antahkaranam there. Atma is available for recognition. Therefore, even though Atma is all parvi sarva gatatvat, sarva vyaptatvat, Atma iti uchyate, that all pervasive reality being available for recognition in the mind, obtaining within the physical heart, is said to be seated, said to be there. Madhye asinaha asti. And because Already we have understood the meaning. How this within the physical heart, which is like a lotus bud, there is antakkaranam. Within that antakkaranam, Atma is available. Subtlest Atma, all pervasive Atma, is available for recognition. Therefore, it is said to be Vamanaha. Vamana literally means dwarf. Dwarf means also adorable. So Atma is available for recognition. Here we do not look at this as Vamana Avatara, who became Trivikrama later on. This Trivikramaha, Bhagavan who is of longest stride, means what? One who can be anywhere without moving an inch. Because of his nature of all pervasiveness alone, he is personified as Trivikramaha, who measured the world with his longest stride. Urukramaha, Trivikramaha, the all names of Bhagavan. So here, he is said to be Vamanaha, dwarf. But here, Vamanaha does not mean Vamanaha, because it's all pervasive, absolute reality without whose presence there cannot be time, there cannot be space, there cannot be Jagat. That reality which lends existence to the whole Jagat, that reality, most abstract reality, is available for recognition only in the mind, obtaining within the physical heart, as very content of I, the room of the I. Therefore, is said to be Vamanaha. Highly adorable Atma is there, seated in the middle, in the physical heart, within the physical heart, in the mind. Madhye asinam vamanam, vamanaha, vamanaha madhye asinaha asti. Tam vamanam, madhye asinam vamanam, vishve devaha upasate. So upasate means meditate. Upasate also means worship. Here we have to understand, meditation is a manasam karma, mental activity. Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha, meditation. Purely mental activity is meditation.
Sanjeev.
But still, even as a purely mental activity, still worship also is said to be meditation. Oh, meditation literally means only meditation, means manasam karma. Puja Samji made it very, very clear. Upasanam, meditation. Upasate, meditates. Meditates means what? Having one's entire focus, the total focus, without any distraction upon Bhagavan, Ishvara, is upasanam. Being seated near is upasanam. Upasana means sitting near. Upa asanam, upa means near. Asanam, sitting. Upa asanam, being seated near. Sitting near is upasanam. So upasate means one sits near Bhagavan. How can one sit near Bhagavan? Everything is Bhagavan. All is only Bhagavan. How can one sit near Bhagavan? What it means is, placing one's attention in Bhagavan is being seated near Bhagavan. Upasana. So upavasaha also means the same. Okay, living near Bhagavan is what? Upavasaha. Fasting is not upavasa. Actually, placing the mind totally in Bhagavan, living in Bhagavan. If your mind is placed only in Bhagavan, you are living in Bhagavan. You are residing in Bhagavan. This is upavasaha. Then you forget even food. It is fasting. Upavasaha, upa-asanam. Okay. Upanayanam is different. You take the child near the teacher. That's different. Anyway, Upanishad is called Upanishad because Upanishad takes you near your own Sarupa, which is Brahma. Anyway, that's different. Anyway, here Upasanam means meditation. Upasana means meditates. And what is Upasanam? What is meditation? Saguna Brahma Vishya Manasa Vyaparaha. It's a purely a Manasa Vyapara, mental activity where the physical body and speech are not involved. Which means one pays one's mind in Bhagavan, Upasate. And this meditation is a worship. Mental activity is also one of the forms of worship. When you do physic puja, the kayakam, your mind is placed in Bhagavan, then you do anything physically, that physical activity also, having one's focus on Bhagavan, if it is done, kayakam karma also upasanam. Vachikam karma, oral activity also becomes meditation, if the attention is placed in Bhagavan. Kayikam karma, vachikam karma, manasam karma, any action becomes meditation. The attention is placed in Bhagavan. That's why in elaborate pujas, body is involved, speech is involved, we chant mantra, we offer flowers. So in elaborate pujas, all three activities, physical, oral, mental activities are involved. It is worship, therefore. And one of the forms of worship is what? Meditation. Meditating upon Ishvara is also one of the forms of worship. And here, there's no greater worship than dwelling upon one's own self. The highest form of worship is what? Dwelling upon one's own Swarupam. Seeing one's own Swarupam as Bhagavan. Constantly, continuously dwelling upon Bhagavan obtaining as one's own Swarupam. Meditating upon the truth, all pervasive truth obtaining as one's own Swarupam is the highest form of meditation, worship, exalted worship. So here it is said, Vishve Devaha Upasati. So Vishve Devaha, here does not mean any devatas. The sense organs alone are looked upon as devatas, Vishve Devaha. All sense organs, Vishve Devaha, Upasate worship. Whom this highly adorable reality obtaining in the mind as Atma. Madhye Asinam Vamanam Vishve Devaha Upasate. So all these sense organs worship the Atma means what? They all express their gratitude. Worship itself is expression of one's gratitude. It seems it's present in such a way. The sense powers, first of all, enjoy their existence. They become conscious. They become sentient. They become functions. They now enjoy the status of being the illuminators only because of the blessing of the Atma. Therefore, they, all these devas worship means they are dependent on this Atma for their existence, for their becoming conscious, sentient and functional. Therefore, they express their gratitude to Bhagavan. The Atma are said to be Atma. They are said to be worshipping the Atma. Sense organs worship the Atma means sense organ, as those sense organs express their gratitude to the Atma. Why? Because they are, their existence, their sentiency, their consciousness, their function, their status of being the illuminators, their being functional, everything is possible only because of the presence of Atma, which itself is a blessing. Okay. This is the mantra here. Let's see the Bhashyam. Urdham Hridayat. Urdham means what? Urdham literally means upwards. Urdham, upari, upwards. அபௌ ஹிருதயாத் பிராணம். ஹிருதயாத் மீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் தி ஹார்ட். ஃப்ரம் தி ஹார்ட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? இட் இம்ப்ளைஸ் ஃப்ரம் தி லங்ஸ். ஹிருதயாத் பிராணம், பிராணவிருத்தி. பிராணவிருத்தி தி ஸ்பெசிபிக் ஃபங்க்ஷன். பிராணவிருத்தி வாயும் உன்னயதி மீன்ஸ் ஊர்துவம் கமயதி. இட் மேக்ஸ் இட் இஸ் தி பிரசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா அலோன் கான்ட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஃபார் தி கேப்பபிலிட்டி. ஊர் பிராணம் ஊர்துவம் கமயதி, இட் மேக்ஸ் தி பிராணா கோ அப்வர்ட்ஸ். பிராணா கெனாட் மூவ் இட் செல்ஃப், பட் பிராணா கோஸ் அப்வர்ட்ஸ். வாட் இஸ் விச் மேக்ஸ் தி பிராணா கோ அப்வர்ட்ஸ்? கமயதி இஸ் எ காசிட்டிவ் வெர்ப். பிராணஹா ஸ்வயம் ந கச்சதி, ஆத்மா பிராணம் ஊர்துவம் கமயதி. கச்சதி கோஸ், கமயதி மேக்ஸ் இட் கோ. கமயதி ததா அபானம் பிரத்யக். பிரத்யக் மீன்ஸ் அதஹா. அதஹா மீன்ஸ் டவுன். பிரத்யக் அதஹா. பிரத்யக் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு அதஹா. அதஹா அஸ்யதி. அஸ்யதி மீன்ஸ் த்ரோஸ். வாட் இஸ் த ஈக்குவலண்ட் வேர்ப் ஃபார் அஸ்யதி? க்ஷிபதி. சோ இட் இஸ் தி பிளெஸ்ஸிங் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா. ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் மியர் பிரசன்ஸ் மேக்ஸ் தி அபானா, மேக்ஸ் தி பிராணா ஸ்பெசிபிக் பிராணா கோஸ் டவுன். இட் மேக்ஸ் இட் கோ டவுன். அஸ்யதி க்ஷிபதி த்ரோஸ், pushes down. Yaha, who is this? Iti vakya viseshaha. So vakya viseshaha, our lungs constantly, lungs expands and contracts, and the exhalation happens, inhalation happens. The carbon dioxide goes out, lung oxygen comes in. This function of respiration is happening. How is it possible? The lung, the physical part, the lung is matter. The vayu is inert matter. And how is it possible for the function to happen? Because of the blessing of the Atma alone, this function of respiration happens. Prana goes upwards, Apana goes inside. It is the blessing of the Atma. Therefore, Atma alone makes this happen. Next verse, next mantra, next page I'm reading, the Bhashyam. Tam. Tam means him. Him, tam stands for relative pronoun, objective case word. Your Atma, tam, madhye. ஹிருதய புண்டரீக ஆகாஷே ஆசீனம். சி மத்தியே இஸ் த வேர்ட் ஃப்ரம் தி மந்த்ரா. மத்தியே மீன்ஸ் இன் த மிடில். இந்த மிடில் மீன்ஸ் இன் தி மிடில் ஆஃப் வாட்? தி மிடில் ஆஃப் தி பாடி, இன் தி மிடில் ஆஃப் வாட்? சோ மத்தியே சங்கர பகவத்பாத ரைட்ஸ், ஹிருதய புண்டரீக ஆகாஷே ஆசீன. மத்தியே மீன்ஸ் இன் த மிடில் ஆஃப் திஸ் tiny space obtaining in the middle of the heart, the tiny space obtaining within the lotus heart. Hridaya pundarika akashe asinaha asti. That's why we have to remember, physical heart is a golakam. Within the physical heart there is indriyam called mind, and in that mind and the antahkaranam, there is atma, is all pervasive abstract reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. The pure consciousness is available for recognition as the knower, as a rupa of the I knower. That's why it is said here, madhye hridaya pundarika akashe asinam. புத்தௌ அபிவ்யக்த விஜ்ஞான பிரகாசனம். ஹவ் இஸ் வி சே ஆத்மா இஸ் சீட்டட் இன் தி mind obtaining within the tiny space within the lotus heart. Hridaya Pundarika Akashi Asinaha. Atma is seated there in the space within the lotus heart. Means, what does it mean? How do you understand? That is made very clear. Buddhau in the buddhi. In the buddhi, the instrument of knowledge, the buddhi. Abhivyakta vijnana prakashanam. Beautiful. Please make this note. Who is this Vamanaha? Who is this Atma? Buddhau abhivyakta vijnana prakashanaha. The prakashayati iti prakashanaha. The one who illumines is illuminator. Prakashanaha. See, prakashanam is a gerund. Illumining, illuminating. Prakashanaha, illuminator. Prakashanam is a gerund. Illumining, illuminating. Prakashanaha, illuminator. Who is the illuminator? Who is the prakashanaha? Atma only. Okay, illuminator of what? Illuminator of the knowledge. Vijnanasya prakashanaha. Atma vijnanam prakashayati. Iti vijnana prakashanaha. Vijnanam prakashayati iti vijnana prakashanaha. Illuminator of the knowledge. See, knower of the knowledge. Which means knowledge is object of knowledge. Ignorance is also object of knowledge. The knower of ignorance and knowledge is distinct from the known ignorance and knowledge. In the waking state, you know you are. Which means there is knowledge of self-existence and you know you are. So knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am being there is known in the waking state. The world is, the world exists. The knowledge of existence of the world is known in the waking state. And deep sleep state, there is no knowledge of self-existence. There is no knowledge of existence of the world. You do not know you are in deep sleep state. You do not know the world exists in the deep sleep state. You are there, world is there, but there is no knowledge of the self-existence. You exist in night, in the sleep. During sleep, you exist. The world exists. But what is not there? You are there, the world is there. But what is not there? The knowledge of the existence of the world is not there. Knowledge of the existence of the self is not there. Knowledge alone, knowledge of the existence, the self and the world is not there. Then what is there? Knowledge is not there. What is there? Ignorance. In deep sleep state, there is ignorance of the existence of the self. In deep sleep state, there is ignorance of the existence of the world. Is there? That ignorance is known. That's why next day morning, you are able to talk about the ignorance when you wake up from sleep. When ignorance is object of knowledge. In the waking state, you know you are. You know that the world exists, which means there is knowledge. When there is knowledge of the existence of the self, it is waking state. When there is no knowledge of the existence of the world, it is deep sleep state. So in the knowledge of the existence of the self being there is known. I know I am. I know the world is. I did not know I was. I did not know I was, I did not know the world was. Which means knowledge of the existence of the self and the world being present in the waking state is known. Ignorance of the existence of the world, ignorance of the self being there also is known. Knowledge also is object of knowledge. Ignorance is also object of knowledge. And the knower of the knowledge and ignorance is distinct from the known knowledge and ignorance. Therefore, who is the knower? knower of knowledge, knower of ignorance. You know that you know English. You know that you know English. You know that you do not know Hindi or French, which means you know what you know your ignorance, you know your knowledge. And the knower of knowledge is distinct from the known knowledge. Therefore, the knower is said to be illuminator. Who is the knower? Knower is knowing is illumining. Knowing is illumining. Knower is the illuminator. Therefore, Vijnana Prakashanaha means the illuminator of knowledge. Which knowledge? Manifested in the intellect. Knowledge manifests only in the intellect. Therefore, Buddhau Abhivyakta Vijnana Prakashanaha. Buddhau in the intellect. Abhivyakta means manifested. Vijnanam, knowledge. And the Prakashanaha, illuminator. The knower or the illuminator of the knowledge manifested in the intellect is distinct from the manifested knowledge. Means the pure knowledge, the abstract formless reality, formless truth, which is of the nature of knowing. Thereby, who is said to be the knower from the standpoint of the known, alone is said to be the Prakashanaha, illuminator. The knower of, the illuminator of the knowledge manifested in the intellect is distinct from the manifested knowledge. And that knower is abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, illumining, is said to be Atma, implied by the term Atma. So, Buddhau Abhivyakta Vijnana Prakashanaha Atma. Very nice. Buddhau Abhivyakta Vijnana Prakashanaha is Atma. Tam Buddhau Abhivyakta Vijnana Prakashanam Hrude Pundarika Akashe Asinam Vamanam. Beautiful word it is. Okay. It's an objective case. When you take it as a nominative case word, it's a beautiful definition of Atma. Beautiful way of is called Linga. Linga is given. What is the Linga? Clue is given here. What is the clue? How Atma Swarupam can be arrived at? How can you arrive at the Atma? Atma is a word implying, revealing the abstract, formless reality. That such reality has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature, nature of knowing. Therefore, the clue is given here. How can you arrive at the reality in terms of its nature? Because Atma, that reality implied with the term Atma, is of the nature of knowing. And how do you know? Because he's there, Atma is there as the knower, illuminator. Knower of what? Knower of the knowledge. Knower of the knowledge manifest in the intellect. This is the linga, okay? This is the clue is given. Buddhau Abhivyakta Vijnana Prakashanaha Atma. Beautiful clue here. Come on, understand there's knowledge. There's a time, there's ignorance. And who is the one who knows the knowledge? Who is the one who knows ignorance? That knower is distinct from, different from the known knowledge and the known ignorance. That knower is abstract, formless reality, subtlest reality. That knower is of the nature of all pervasiveness. That knower knows Because knowing is the very nature. Why that reality knows, substrate, formless stuff knows. Knowing is a surupam. And this is how you arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing. The clue is given here. Kalinga. Buddhau abhivyakta vijnana prakashanam vamanam. Next word is vamanam. Vamanam means what here? Sambhajaniyam. The root bhaja also is very interesting. Okay? Bhajati. Bhajati, bhajate. And sambhajati. One of the meanings of the word bhaj is, it also means worship. Bhaj also means attains. The bhajati means worships. Bhajati also means attains. And who is this Vamanaha? One who deserves worship. One who is adorable. And one who has to be arrived at. Vamanam. One who has to be arrived at. One has to be understood. Not as an object, but as one's own surupam. Sambhajaniyam. One who deserves the worship is bhajaniyaha. Sambhajaniyaha. The only thing which deserves the worship, which should be worshipped, which should be adored, which should be glorified, should be praised, which should be arrived at, which should be understood, is sambhajaniyaha. Therefore, the sambhajaniyaha is here meant by the term vamanaha. So, atma is that which should be clearly arrived at, understood, adored, worshipped. Because it's the only truth. Sambhajaniyam. Sambhajaniyaha satma. Sarve vishve devaha. So sarve vishve devaha means chakshuradayaha. Chakshuhu is a indriyam, the power of seeing. Adayaha means etc. All the subtle powers of perception, powers of knowledge, which serve as instruments of knowledge, such as seeing power, etc. Chakshuradayaha. Pranaha. Chakshuradayaha. Pranaha. So the word prana, not only does it mean the physiological function, it also means what? Pranaha. Also means all the powers also. All the subtle powers which serve as instruments of knowledge, instruments of perception, such as seeing power, etc., all of them. Upasate, they worship. Who? They worship, they adore the king, Rajanam Upasate. Atma is like a king. Why? Without giving any instruction, by its mere presence, gets all the work done. Just by its mere presence, just by seeing, just by its very nature of knowing, makes everything function. Therefore, Atma is like the king. Rajanam Upasate. Atma alone shines also. That which alone shines, that in whose presence everything shines, the entire jagat shines, is said to be king. Ke Raja. Ke Rajate iti Raja. Okay. Therefore, Raja, Rajanam Upasate. Raja is a nakara, Rajan Shabda. Therefore, Rajanam Upasate. They all worship the king. The Atma, which alone shines, which makes everything shine in this world. Rajanam Upasate. How? Rupadi Vijnanam. Balim upaharantaha. Very nice. See, worship means it's a yajna. Worship always is an act, action and a symbolic act of offering through which we express our gratitude to Bhagavan in the form of devatas. That's our worship. Acknowledging the contribution of Bhagavan of devatas for our well-being. Therefore, it is worship. That's it's a thoughtful action, willed-out action. But here, worship means offering must be involved. Worship means an offering must be involved. Symbolic act of offering. Nothing can give, nobody can give anything to Bhagavan because everything is Bhagavan. There's no real offering. The symbolic act of offering is worship. And here, all these subtle powers, which serve as instruments of perception, knowledge, we who are said to be here adore as Vishwe Devaha, because they're illuminated from the external world of objects. Vishwe Devaha. They also worship this Atma. How? Balim Upaharantaha. Bringing the oblations. Bring the offerings. Balihi. That which is offered is Bali. Understand? Balihi means what? That which is offered is Bali. The oblation is Bali. Balim Upaharantaha. See, harati, aharati, upaharati. Upaharan devaha, upaharantaha devaha. Balim upaharantaha. All these devas, powers of instruments, powers which serve as instruments of perception, known as Vishwe devaha, bringing the oblations to the Atma. They worship. All the sense powers, they offer oblations unto Atma, the Bhagavan, the king. How do they offer oblations? How do they bring oblations? Katam balim upaharanti. Katham balim upaharanti. Katham balim upaharantaha upasate. How do they worship, bring oblations? Rupade vijnanam balim. Perception itself is yajna. Perception, the function of perception is yajna. Perceiving is yajna. Object is oblation. What is seen is oblation. And the seeing power is the fire, and this Golakam is the Agni Kunda, and this oblation offered unto it becomes what? Then perception takes place, Jnanam takes place, and that is known by the Atma. Then Atma is like the king, Ish Bhagavan, and to whom all these sense powers offer their oblations. Okay, as if they offer the oblations in the form of sense objects. Each sense object is like an oblation. And the fire is like seeing power, each power is like an Agni sense fire. Each Golakam is like an Agni Kunda. And oblation is offered. It teaches the in the form of knowledge, and Bhagavan knows, Bhagavatma knows, not by doing something, by mere presence, by mere nature knows. That's how when the knowledge takes place, Atma, then the object becomes known. So it is like worship. Perception is like a worship. Therefore, it's said to be all these sense powers. The Vishwe Devaha take oblations, offer oblations in the form of sense objects to the Atma. ரூபாதி விஜானம், ரூப ஆதி விஜானம், தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் ஃபார்ம் எக்ஸெட்ரா. தி காக்னிஷன், தென் காக்னிஷன்ஸ் டேக் பிளேஸ், தி கான்ட்ரிபியூட் தி பர்செப்ட் டு பர்செப்ஷன். The perception takes place first, then cognition takes place. The cognition becomes what? An oblation unto the knower. Knower of knowledge, knower of cognition, is the receiver of the oblations as it were. Therefore here, rupa de vijnanam, all these sense powers take the oblations in the form of knowledge of objects such as form, etc. Vishaha iva rajanam upasate. Vishaha means like servants. Vishaha iva, iva means yatha vishaha upaharante. Upaharanti. Just as the servants take things to the king, so also all these devatas, Vishve Devaha, in the form of sense organs, take objects of perception to the king and offer in the form of knowledge of the respective objects. Balim Upaharantaha Vishaha Iva Rajanam Upasate. This is how they adore, they worship the king, the ultimate king, the absolute king, the king of kings, the Bhagavan in the form of Atma. Rajanam upasate tadarthena, tadarthena. அனுபரத்தவ்யாபாரா பவந்தி இத்யர்த்தஹ. சோ தாதத்யேன அனுபரத்தவ்யாபாரா பவந்தி, அனுபரத வியாபாராஹ பவந்தி. தாதாத்மியே தாதார்த்தியேன தாதார்த்தியேன அன் உபரத வியாபாராக பவந்தி. சி வியாபாரக மீன்ஸ் நாட் பிஸ்னஸ் ஹியர், வியாபார இட்லி மீன்ஸ் பிஸ்னஸ் ஆல்சோ. சோ உபரத வியாபாராக அனுபரத வியாபாராக, அனுபரத வியாபார மீன்ஸ் கான்ஸ்டன்ட்லி கண்டினியூஸ்லி ஹேப்பனிங் ஃபங்க்ஷன் is anuparata. Uparata means stopped for some time. Anuparata, constantly happening vyaparaha functions. So they are, all these sense powers are of constantly happening functions. And is constantly being involved in functions. So once you wake up from sleep, until you fall asleep, your sense powers are non-functional. They remain resolved only when you are not there. You are not, when you become knocked off, in Pujya Swamiji's language, whenever you become knocked off, when you become knocked off means whenever you remain not knowing your own existence, which is called deep sleep state. What is deep sleep state? Whenever you do not know your own existence, that's, then it is called deep sleep state. If you know your own existence, it is waking state. So whenever you know you do not know you are, then that is, you become knocked off. Then deep sleep state. When you become knocked off, all the sense powers, the mind becomes non-functional, sense world becomes non-functional, then no function takes place, then all, everything remains resolved as one. Otherwise, once you know you are, when you wake up from sleep, then mind becomes functional, sense powers become functional, all powers become functional, then constantly the functions happen. The function of perception continuously happening. That's why anuparata vyaparaha. Anuparata vyaparaha means they become stopped. Anuparata vyaparaha. Bhavanti. They are of the constant, continuous functions. Tadarthena. Tadarthena means what? As part of the whole. As part of the whole, they all function continuously. And is constantly, continuously functioning as part of the whole being. And I said to be here, offering. Yajna. Yadarthaha. Yat pratyuktaha cha. Yadarthaha. Yat pratyuktaha cha. Sarve. Vayu karana vyaparaha. Saha anyaha siddhaha iti vakyartha. So all these functions happen for whose sake? For whose purpose? Assemblage of body, mind, sense complex is for, not for the not for the body, not for any of the spare parts which form part of the body, is for somebody else. We understood very well, car is made not for the car, not for any of the spare parts. Car is made for the person who enjoys the car, who drives the car, who makes use of the car. Similarly here, and the one who, for whose sake this body imagines complex is, for whose sake all these sense powers function, for whose sake the objects are, the perception takes place, for whose sake all of the objects take place, that is Atma, Paramatma, in the home of every individual. Yadarthaha, for whose sake, means Yat Pratyuktaha. Yadarthaha, for whose sake these happen, and Yat Pratyuktaha. Yat pratyukta means yena pratyukta. Who is that Atma by whose mere presence? All of them become activated. All these powers become activated. They become functional. They're made functional. And they are energized and they become enlivened. It is for whose sake they happen. And by it is by whose presence they all become energized, enlivened, and activated and made functional. Pratyuktaha. Sarve vayu karana vyapara. All vyapara, all functions. Vyapara means all functions. All functions means physiological functions. Functions of perception and functions of organs of actions because of which physical activities are possible. All those functions, sarve vayu karana vyaparaha, for whose sake and because by whose presence they all become activated and enlivened and energized. Sah anyaha, that atma, that being, for whose sake they become, by whose presence they become energized, activated. For whose sake they all happen. The saha, that atma, is anyaha, distinct, different, other than this assemblage of body, mind, sense complex. Siddha, anyaha siddha, iti vakyartha. Anyaha siddha. It means that being, inexplicably subtlest being, abstract being, always said to be the truth, the reality, implied by the term Atma, being distinct becomes very clear. Anyaha iti siddhaha. Okay, becomes very clear. This is the meaning of this sentence. Vakyartha. Tadathyena anuparatavyaparaha anuparatavyaparaha bhavanti. Yadarthaha yatpratyuktascha sarve vayukarana vyaparaha saha anyaha siddhaha iti vyakhyartaha. Definitely that being is distinct, different, other than these functions and instruments. It becomes very clear. This is how this mantra, the words of this mantra serve, giving us the clue to arrive at the reality being distinct from this, the subtlest reality being distinct from this body mind complex. Okay, I'm going to stop now. We'll continue tomorrow. I have to say a few more things.
Swamiji, What's vakya seshaha?
Vakya seshaha means vakyartha, vakya seshaha, that's the remaining verb, sentence. Vakya seshaha. Sesha means remaining. We were adding certain, what is implied there, what has become supplied there, becomes vakya sesha. Sometimes now suppose asti, bhavati, etc. we don't add. That's implied there, isn't it? It's vakya sesha. Means the word which is to be supplied to make the sentence complete or make it expressive. The vakya sesha. Om. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Jagrubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.